I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe again, knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. Here I am. Standing me up on my feet again. Show me your mercy. We'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again.
Yeah, we're here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about his solo project, bongochico.com. Tim, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, I wrote it for my girlfriend in high school, who's now my wife.
Okay.
And I recorded it on a four track and gave it to her for Valentine's Day.
Everybody listening, keep that in mind. It works.
And I've still got the cassette somewhere.
Oh, I love
in
that.
In a shoebox at home. Yeah.
If we still had CDs, it could be a hidden track on the Bongo Chico record.
That's right.
Do you remember those?
I mean, I made CDs for this.
Yeah.
See? I'm coming out with CD. I still believe in the compact disc.
All right, listen, buy the compact disc. We're not saying there's a hidden track on there, but we're not saying there's not one. I'm not saying there's not
That's
one, so
right.
but you're only going to find out if you buy the disc. So keep that in mind. Bongochico.com. Well, what's your songwriting process like today?
Well, for Bongo Chico, I did a lot of exploring because I think one of the reasons I did the record was like, what do I sound like? I've written for someone else to sing. I mean, first of all, John doesn't need a lot of songwriting help, but we've written together our entire lives. And when we're writing a song together, it's always for Switchfoot and it's for him to sing. And so this was an entirely kind of existential, like, well, what do I sound like? What songs does my voice like to sing? What stories do I like to tell? All of those kind of like blank canvas questions. And So I gave myself like a lot of room to kind of explore, and we were on tour at the time, and I was like, okay, if I can write, because I wasn't convinced that I could put out a solo record. So I was like, okay, it's like 2 month tour. If I write, roughly a song a day and just kind of marinate over this tour, by the end of the tour, if I have 10 songs that I love, then I'll go ahead and put the record out. And I ended up with like 15 or so. I would kind of write during the day. I'd set up a little demo in the dressing room, demo station, right during the day, and then sing on it after the show when my voice was warmed up. And then the next day I'd do the same thing. And I was kind of scared to take inventory and count how many songs I actually liked, And by the end of the tour, I was like, okay, it's time to count. And started putting them in folders, and yeah, when I counted 15 songs, I was like, okay. And ended up recording 13 of them, and 12 of them are on the record. So
The
I
wind
dig it.
is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for. Find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. That project, learn all about it at bongochico.com. Tim, you've been playing live music for a hot minute now. One of the most
Right.
beautiful things that can happen is in these live settings, but there's goofy stuff that happens too. Do you have a most embarrassing on-stage moment that sticks out in your mind?
Well, yeah, coming out of 2020,
Yeah.
we all were like, everything about coming back from COVID was awkward, right? Like, kind of like, we're back. No, we're not, but we are kind of. And I think I can think of nothing more poignantly representative of that than me walking on stage for the very first time after COVID, our first tour, day one, walking on stage, and it's like really dark, you know,
Oh
full blackout, and there's like a riser that I didn't see. And I'm like walking on stage feeling good, like, yeah, here we go, we're back. And I just tripped and just yard sailed right across the front of the stage, put a hole in my leg. It like bled through my shins and my pants, and my sock was all red at the end of the night. And I was just like, yeah, maybe we're not so back yet.
We're back-ish, right? We're back-ish. We'll
We're
get
back, but it still kind of hurts.
there. I'm bleeding out on stage. Wait, do you remember where you were? What city you were in?
Yeah, we were in St. Louis.
Oh man. Oh, St. Louis. Take better care of Tim, St. Louis. Almost bled out on the stage there.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody.
Up here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about his solo project at bongochico.com. Tim, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Red vines.
Red vines?
Yep.
Right, we got insider baseball here. Tim's phone dropped. He gave a different answer before it dropped.
I had time to think about
there,
it.
There you go. All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Tonight Dough, Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, that's good. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
What color is your toothbrush?
White.
In the movie about your life, the Tim Foreman story, what actor would play you?
Brad Pitt.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Iron Man.
Favorite board game?
Uno. That's not a board game.
No, it counts. No, it counts. It counts. It counts.
Monopoly.
Oh, that's a classic. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Shea Stadium, Beatles concert.
That's cool. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Bugs Bunny.
Would 12-year-old Tim think you're cool today?
Absolutely not.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay, I have to do the mental math on that one. Okay, everyone loves Bye Bye Miss American Pie, that song. I get the historical significance of it, the day the music died, all that.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the song.
Not you.
Sorry.
It's fair. I respect it. It's not. This is not going to be on the Bongo Chico record. That's what you're telling us. There's
no
cover that
coming
song.
Up with that one.
All right. I respect it. He's Tim Foreman from Switchfoot and his solo project, Bongo Chico. Check it out at bongochico.com. Tim, you've been a ton of fun. Thanks for hanging out today, man.
Hey, thanks, Austin. This was fun.
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So wake me up from this slumber that I'm in. Take me up to a brand new horizon. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. Something money, money. Something money can't buy. Something money, money. Something money can't buy. It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. The beating in my heart. Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. Slumber that I'm in. Take me up to a brand new horizon. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Forsaken, but you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at. You just kept calling.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.